Welcome to the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7. Live at Ship Brothers Brewing, tonight's show is brought to you by Shamrock Printing, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Wright Brothers Power Equipment, and Ship Brothers Brewing. Here's Brian Mays with the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.
And a pleasant good evening, everyone. Welcome to it's the regular season finale of the Licking County Locker Room, week number 10. And tonight we are featuring the Licking Valley Panthers. And I think we have a few Panther fans around tonight as well as some players as well. So come on down here to Ship Brothers Brewing, 23 West Church Street in downtown Newark. As always, every Monday, great happy hour prices, great drinks, great food, anything you want. Just come on down and they'll serve you right off the bat. And we're happy to be joined by Licking Valley head coach Randy Boffman. Coach, congratulations. LCL Buckeye Championship, first one since 2020. How does that feel?
It never gets old. You know, it's as exciting as the one back in 1988. That was my first one there. So, no, it never gets old. This one is special just because we had the big win on against Granville, and a lot of people were saying, oh, you've got the league now. And we had two tough games to play yet, and I thought our team really stayed focused and did what they had to do. They didn't want to share, and this was one of those times where it's good not to share.
Absolutely. Well, what a performance Friday night on senior night. You take care of Watkins 54-7. You want to be peaking at this time of year, and boy, it seems like you are on all sides of the ball right now.
Well, we're playing well right now, but and this is a coach's worry, that in any time you take the foot off the gas, things can go the other direction. And like I said to them tonight, it's sudden death now.
Yeah.
There's no more of saying, well, we'll play better next week. Because if you don't play well, you don't play next week.
Four touchdowns on the ground, three touchdowns through the air. You even get a defensive score on Friday. This might be a Captain Obvious question, but was there one particular side of the ball that was more impressive than the other? Because in my mind, both sides really were extreme.
Well, no. The defense came out and got a stop right off the bat. We were able to get a couple scores. I really think it took them out of their game plan. I think their plan coming in was just to line up and to stick eye and really power us, keep the ball away from us. Defense got stops. Offense executed extremely well. And once we got the lead, I think that made them uncomfortable and really took the momentum away from them.
They have been a very physical ball club in their three-game win streak before you met them on Friday, and they had been controlling the line of scrimmage much better than what they did in the early part of the season. So they had that drive where they got down, and it was a 4th-and-1, and you were able to stop them. And then they got the quick score with Jaden Ricketts, which get him in the open field. It's going to be tough to bring him down. But then I just thought the schematics and everything just kind of turned a little bit, and you just found a way in that second quarter to really put the nail in the coffin.
Well, our defensive front has been doing a better job getting stops. We did that up at Mount Vernon, too. I had a big stop on 4th down. So that deflates an opponent. Mm-hmm. When they're 4th-and-1 and they pride themselves on being a power team and you're able to stop them. But then I think the big credit has got to go to our offensive line. I thought they then just took over the game. It makes it easy on the offensive side when we're controlling things up front. So, you know, I always want to congratulate those guys up front. They don't get the publicity, but boy, if you're controlling the line of scrimmage, it makes things a whole lot easier.
It does, and we always say, well, when it's 3rd-and-2, 3rd-and-3, the playbook could be open. With you guys, if it's 3rd-and-5, 3rd-and-6, the playbook can be open right now with the way the line is playing, because you can run it or throw it and feel comfortable with either one.
Yeah, and I think we're hard to defend.
Yep.
Because we've got really great skill people, outside. So again, we're not afraid to mix things up, throw on running downs and run on throwing downs, just because we've got a lot of kids stepping up right now that can really contribute. And if you look at all the people that scored the other night, you know, that's going to make us tougher to defend, you know, in the playoffs. So we're playing well, but again, we can't fall into a trap and think it's easy now, because nobody's easy at this point.
Nobody's easy in that division and in that region by any stretch. And we talked about it in pregame, how Rodgers is able to find a slew of receivers. He hit Cam with a big one to expand your lead to two scores. Silas Kyle gets involved in one possession that really opened things up. So you're right, he's able to see the field and just, hey, who's ever open, I'm going to get you the ball.
Oh, he's mature way beyond his years. Yeah, I mean, I knew that he was going to be a really good one, but he has just matured so much faster. His composure in the pockets, he doesn't play like a sophomore mentally. And as you see, every once in a while he'll pull that ball, and that's completely a read on his part. Most of the time it fools me. They got on me one day in practice because I blew the whistle, and he had the ball. I thought Trent had the ball, and I blew the whistle. So they let me know because we were doing our two-minute drill. So he's crafty back there.
A couple of scores on the ground for him is Friday, and you talked about the defense making stops, but when they're also able to get turnovers, you talked about a quick momentum shift, and that's what this team does. He had three interceptions on Friday.
Yeah, and we I've been emphasizing that, because for the, I think the three previous games we hadn't gotten a turnover. So that's the big part of any game. You know, other night we took the ball away three times. We didn't turn it over three times.
Right.
And I like our chances of winning if you're able to do that.
9-1 in your last 10 home games. You get to host a playoff game. We thought you might have that opportunity last year, and you finished as a ninth seed.
Yeah.
But how nice is it to finish number four in this gauntlet of a region?
Oh, it's tremendous. Our opponents now is going to have to travel 2.5 hours or more. Again, we've got the best fans, I think, in the state of Ohio. They may have to have deputies there to make sure they're not sneaking in the air horns, because they're illegal in the playoffs. But I know they're working on some things. They'll be loud.
They'll be crafty. There's no question about it. So, yeah, you get to have that home game. You talked about the 2.5-hour drive for Indian Creek. For some of those that don't know, it's kind of in that Steubenville area. 8-2 with their losses, I believe, to Union Local by a point, and to St. Clairsville by a couple scores, who went 10-0. So, very early in the week, but anything you can tell us about them at this point?
Yeah. First of all, they're huge. And that's one thing I've always noticed about playing teams down on the river. They grow them big. And this team is extremely big. They've got one left tackle that's listed at 6'7", 380. And that might be light. I mean, he's just huge. They play a fullback that he's about 250. So, I mean, they're big, but, you know, let's face it, every team I think we played this year has been bigger than us. You know, I stand down there in warm-ups and look down at the other end, and I'm thinking, holy smokes. I look at our guys, but our guys are just all heart. We rely on quickness, both sides of the ball. So that's going to be the key again this week, just to be tougher than them. Be quicker, smarter than them, and as I say, don't turn the ball over and take the ball away. It's a simple game. Sometimes we make it complicated, but it's really not.
Since your last title, 2-8, 5-6, 8-4, 9-1. Were you able to see this from this group, that you thought the progression could be there, and maybe by the time they were seniors, they'd be sitting where we were?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could see that back in middle school and freshman ball, that this group you know, they were a close-knit group, but they really had some athletes there. I talked to a kid other night, a senior last year, and I felt like last year's group really got us headed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys were juniors. They were all contributing a lot. So we were looking forward to having them all back in their senior year. So, we were optimistic at the beginning. Everybody was pointing at Granville as being the odds-on favorite, and obviously that was a big one. But I thought the league was going to be extremely tough this year, and I think it was, but makes it more rewarding.
Well, a lot of people would say it's gotten back to normalcy with you guys capturing the Buckeye and Coach Carter in Johnstown capturing the Cardinal, two old-school guys getting it done. So
yeah.
A lot of people felt pretty good after this happened this past Friday.
Well, there's hope for the old-timers, I guess, yeah.
With the success that you've had in the close games, and we talked about also that in the pregame show about being 6-1 in games, 7 points or less decided the last couple of years, you can have nerves and jitters getting into the postseason, but because of the success in tight games, you think that'll be an advantage if it gets that way?
Certainly. I feel like it allows us to play loose because we've been in some tight games, you know. And I thought our kids have held their composure real well in those tight games. Now, we practice those things in practice, our two-minute drills and so on. You know, sometimes it may not look like we do, but I think they feel comfortable if we have to come back late in the game. And the playoffs, oftentimes it does come down to the wire. You know, we've played some games over the years that we had to make a last-minute drive or make a stop on defense. So it's every kid's dream, I think, to play in a big game that comes down to the wire. So we don't shy away from it. We embrace it.
If I could have the Valley fans' attention for a moment, he's going to get mad at me. But on Friday, Coach Boffman moved into sixth place all time with coaching victories in the state of Ohio. He now has sole possession of that with 361 victories in his Hall of Fame career. How about that? Did I get the glare while I was speaking? Coach, that's well earned. I know it's about the players. You've always made it about the players, but you look at that list and there's some, you know, very strong names up there, and you're right there with them. So
well,
I wanted to recognize that.
I just want to say the good Lord has blessed me, allowed me to coach this sport for 49 years. And, you never want to take it for granted. You know, it has been a blessing. A lot of credit goes to my wife because she's got to sit up in the stands and listen to those angry fans up there, too. So she's been right there with me through all of it.
Coach, congratulations. Let's bring on some players. How about that?
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to some of the Valley Panthers, the LCL Buckeye Champs. We'll do that next as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
338!
Hey, football fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in the student athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today. Find out more at parexcellenceacademy.org or 740-344-7222.
If you want to prove to your neighbors that you own land, you need a deed. But if you want to prove it to yourself, you need a tractor. That's why Coyote's made two all-new subcompact tractor models. The CS2220 and CS2520 feature drive-over mid-mount mower option and 22 to 25 horsepower Coyote diesel engines. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, "Where's the local bakery?" you say, "Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, Buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love the sweetness of
desserts. Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
On the farm, a tractor needs to be as reliable as a five-bar gate, as strong and tough as a barbed wire fence, but way more comfortable. It needs to effortlessly lift, pull, mow, and bale. Out here, the incredibly engineered Kubota M7 was born to farm. Visit your hometown Kubota dealer. Kubota, shape your world.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at lashleytractor.com.
Husqvarna's riding lawnmowers are designed from the turf up to deliver cutting-edge performance and versatility for any sized property. Powerful, durable, and easy to operate, Husqvarna riding lawnmowers feature air induction technology cutting decks for superior cutting and pedal-operated transmissions for maximum operator control. And Husqvarna riding lawnmowers can be equipped with a wide variety of attachments to help you maintain your property any time of the year. Check out the versatility of Husqvarna riding mowers at Wright Brothers Power in Newark.
Now, back to the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
And welcome back, everyone. Let's bring on three seniors, three captains for this LCL Buckeye Championship Licking Valley Club. Cam Walker, Luke Conaway, and Augie Conley. Guys, thanks for joining us. And first of all, what was that like Friday night? I mean, everything seemed to be clicking. You guys wanted the lead to yourself, but that was a great performance.
Yeah. First, thank you for having us. It's a pleasure. I felt amazing. Hasn't been done since 4 years, and that was our goal coming in this year. We're going to win the LCL championship, and we did, and felt amazing.
Luke?
Yeah, I think at the beginning of the season, everybody kind of counted us out, so it felt good to come in and prove a point.
And Augie, before you answer, you talk about everyone, you know, and just not thinking, yeah, maybe you'll finish second, maybe finish third in the league. Still, nobody really talks about this ball club. I mean, do you guys use that as motivation, Augie?
Yeah, for sure. We're definitely an underrated team, and it's been like that since the start of the season. But, I mean, we just silence the critics and go play our game.
That's exactly what you do. I say it's a lunch pail program. You bring it to work, and you get it done. And I heard in one of the streaming videos, Coach, before a ball game, might have been the Mount Vernon game, saying, "There is no me. It's all we," and that really seems to be the case with this ball club. You have individual stars, but if you don't work as a collective group, you're not going to get the win. Go ahead.
I don't know. Just it's kind of a we over me thing. We're all in this together. There's no I'm doing this, I'm doing this. We're all doing it together, and I think that's why we've been successful so far, and we're still not done yet.
Luke, Watkins had been very physical in their last three games. They had three straight wins. And then they had that one drive where they got down and you stopped them on fourth and one. It seemed to me, I know they got a score, but it seemed after that, that physical play and you guys kind of took it to a next level and they weren't able to match it.
Yeah, we kind of pulled away. I think we had three interceptions, one for a touchdown.
Yep.
We returned it for a touchdown, and I think we just took away their livelihood. They didn't have anything left at the end of the game. No hope. Took away their hope.
Yep. And Andy, offensively, it just seemed like they didn't know what you guys were going to do. And when I talked about it with Coach, third and five, the playbook's open for this team.
Yeah, we're definitely a run-first team with our O-line. We got probably one of the best O-lines in the LCL, for sure. Yeah, definitely. But, you know, Brody's been getting better week by week, and, I mean, we were slinging that ball, too. So, really, we're peaking at the right moment, as Coach says.
Well, talking about slinging the ball, Brody had scored on a quarterback keep, which made it 7-0. Then you got the turnover, and here came one of the first opportunities. First turnover of the game. Let's see if the Panthers look to quick strike, and they are. Rodgers is throwing deep for Walker, and he's got it, and it's a touchdown, Panthers, just like that. 44-yard house call. What a throw by Rodgers and Walker, a great route, and the Panthers now lead it 12-0. So tell me about that play. You get the turnover. Was it like, let's hit the home run right now?
Sure. We get that turnover. We're going in there. We're going in swing. And me and Brody, we've been in the lab all summer working on routes, technique. And I think it came to pay. Ran that route and scored.
It really was a good thrown ball by him, because the coverage wasn't too bad. You were able to break away about the 5-yard line, but he had to have trust that you were going to get free.
Oh, for sure. Well, Brody, he throws an excellent ball. I couldn't ask for a better quarterback.
And then we talked about this before we got on air. It is 20-7. They have a little bit of momentum. It's a 2nd and 8. It's a screen out to you. It looks like it's pretty well covered. And I didn't know this guy did ballet, because he tiptoes down the sideline, 50-plus yards, sets up a score. Kind of talk about that play, too.
Yeah, so it was a reverse. I came around the corner, had a lead blocker, Evan Roberts. And a few Watkins defenders were around me. I said, I have to make a move. So I made a few moves, and I thought I was gone. I'm usually the fastest player in the field, and I think I was on the 10-yard line. I'm scoring. And next thing you know, number 19, Jaden Ricketts, hawks me from behind, which is credit to him. He's a really good player, but I've never been hawked like that in my life.
I think we saw the two fastest players in the LCL, you and Jaden, on display Friday night. But to me, that turned the game around. They weren't able to get anything going, you know, on offense the rest of the second quarter. And then Silas Kyle, couple of huge touchdown catches, and one drive he had three of the possessions. And in fact, I mistakenly called you on the score when it was him, so I'll hear about it from that group. But when you see other players getting involved as well, that's just got to put so much pressure on the defense.
Oh, for sure, especially our receiver room. We got so many weapons, and each one of us can have a given night on any night. And felt like that night against Watkins, it was Silas Kyle's night. He really hasn't got many targets this season, but Brody found him in open. He scored.
And you, young man, you've gotten a few balls as well. And the tight end position at the high school level, you don't see a lot of it. It's a lot of blocking. So when your name is called, you get a little bit more antsy about it, or are you pretty comfortable, I'm going to catch this ball?
I'm pretty comfortable by now, but at the beginning of the season, you know, it's like my main job is really blocking. And, you know, when I do get the ball, I got to make the most of it when I try to do that.
And you talk about blocking, and, I mean, there's a lot of repetitions, and a lot of repetitions in this program. You know, how is it that you just keep going? You have that mentality, like, every day in practice means something moving to Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, I really just, I mean, don't want to let my teammates down. So, I mean, just thinking about it, like, T-Mark's running behind me, and I don't want to miss my block and get him tackled. Something like that.
All right, defense, you guys sometimes get overlooked because they're all offensive fireworks, offensive to plays. But, again, this is a Watkins team that has a lot of skilled players. And besides one play, you really didn't let them get into any type of momentum or movement or anything.
Yeah, they really came in looking to try to run it down our throats and just straight power. And, you know, shutting that down early, you know, played a big part in us being able to pull away on offense, getting those big third down stops and interceptions. It was a big part.
Is it one where you look at the opportunities, and not you specifically, but the defense, of getting turnovers, whether it's interceptions or fumbles, because there have been a little bit of a drought before Friday night, but those are such huge momentum changers. I mean, are you looking to strip that ball almost every time you run into a running back?
Yep. So, all of our tackling drills are based around the ball and just trying to get the ball out. Coming in, punching the ball out, getting turnovers, get our offense back on the field.
Coach said before the game Friday night that the defense does revolve around you. So that's a lot of responsibility for a tradition-rich defense. How do you take that?
I mean, it's we over me. I wouldn't be able to do anything without my D linemen. And, without them, I'd have five offensive linemen coming at me with a running back behind him. So without them, I'd be lost.
We always say this at the beginning of the year. It's more about what you guys do than necessarily maybe about the other team. Now we get into postseason where you can watch some film, but you really don't know who's coming in. Is this the feeling that if we execute, we don't care who we play, we're going to be successful, whoever wants to take it?
100%, yeah. I think our mindset right now, and we're hot, is we don't care who we're playing. We don't care who we're lining up against with. We're going to beat you guys.
Did that stem? Is there one game? I mean, if we want to pick the Granville game, that's fine. But you had the win over Sheridan to start, which you needed to beat them, and you did. You had the great win on the road at Reedy with Silas catching that touchdown pass. And then you had tough games with Licking Heights as well. But so is it one game, or just kind of the season that is built that you have this confidence that no one's going to knock you off?
It's kind of the season. I mean, the Reedy game was a big win. Sheridan was a big win. Granville definitely, bumped up the stakes, at least for me. Did. But I think the team too, but right now we're just going in confident to the playoffs, I think.
Luke?
I mean, for me, I honestly think it was the Granville game where I got my the most confidence. I remember reading the paper and every single person had picked us to lose, and I kind of took that personal. And actually, Dave Wydick was on the sidelines, Doubter Dave, actually. I didn't let him live it down, so, yeah. Told him first quarter, picked the wrong team.
You said you were that confident in the first quarter?
Oh, yeah, I told him. I told him, you can ask him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I believe you. I totally believe you. And how nice is it to be at home in the playoffs? We thought that was going to happen last year, and you finished just a few points away at number 9. Still got the road win, but to be at home, and you know what this fan base is going to be like on Friday night.
I'd say, I mean, best fan base in the land. Even the student section, they're out there every night going crazy. We couldn't ask for a better home hostile environment to play in. If I was the opposing team, I'd be scared to play there. It's hard.
It's very hard. Sometimes it's hard to hear even when you're doing the game, just so you know. But it's got to be a huge deal. Being a senior, how fast has this gone?
It's definitely flown by. This year has been all I can ask for. Love this team, love this program. It's just been a great year.
Luke, how about you?
Everything after week 3 seems like a blur. It's hard to even remember. But, yeah, it's fun. I don't want it to end.
Also being captains and being seniors, and we ask this of the seniors that join us on this Monday evening, the legacy that you want to leave, because you all see the youngsters around the fence watching you guys, living up to you guys. The pro athletes are not their heroes. It's what you guys do on a Friday night. How do you take that responsibility and understanding that they're looking up to you and they want to be the next you when it's their time?
Yeah, I'd say it's an honor just walking out here and hearing those little kids just shout your name and say how good you are. It's awesome, because I know that I'm here to play football, but I just want to give back and be an inspiration to them.
Either one of you?
I'd say, I was one of those kids at one point, and I used to look up to those classes, so I know how it feels, and I just want to leave our mark and set a good example for them.
It's a big responsibility. When you think about it, you'll have an impact on years to come.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to take every decision and try to make the best one.
And I talked about this with Coach, how as freshmen, and maybe you guys didn't play as much as a freshman, but you've gone from 2 wins to 9 wins. and it's just been that steady climb to get to this mountaintop. Were there doubts freshman and sophomore years? Like, are we going to be able to turn the corner? But it seems like this senior group has really stayed together through good times and bad.
We never turned our backs. We never did anything like that. Freshman, sophomore year records were all right, but we knew that with our class and the grade above us that we're going to get this thing turned around. And last year we started that. This year we're continuing to do that. And I think those 2 years of them bad records kind of play a role in where we're at now.
And maybe maintains that chip on the shoulder a little bit. Yep. If we focus for Friday night, one or two key areas, not concerned about Indian Creek, but for you guys, what are one to two key areas you want to focus on for Friday?
Definitely running the ball, establish the running game for sure, and then just defense going out, getting turnovers like they always do.
Cam?
I'd say it's a big game for our defense. They're going to be bigger, stronger. But one thing is they're not going to be more physical than us.
Yeah.
Because that's how our defense plays, and it's really fun to play out there with a physical defense.
So, I mean, both these guys do play some defense, but Luke, they are saying this is going to be a defensive game, or up to you guys. So, you want to respond and say, hey, the offense needs to score some points too?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll come in violent and ready to bash some heads. So.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
Guys, congratulations on the Buckeye Championship, 9-1 record, off to the playoffs. Wish you all the best. All right, we'll talk some more with a couple more Panther players. That's next as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room live from Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Family with
everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Remember Ross Granville Market when it's time to grab your tailgating favorites. Chips, snacks, and deli items. When it comes to game time, it's time for Ross Granville Market. Planning on grilling? Plan on Ross Granville Market for the highest quality meat and produce. Family owned and operated since 1978, they've got what you need for the weekend game or tonight's dinner. 484 South Main Street in Granville or RossGranvilleMarket.com.
At Madison Collins Stevens, we're proud to cheer for the home team and even more proud to have you on our team. Whether you need insurance for your home, car, or business, we have your back. And because community is important to us, we'll be right there with you cheering on all local teams. Contact us for more information about a policy from Encova Insurance. Call Madison Collins Stevens today, 740-345-2000, 740-345-2000.
Sometimes we need extra health care help. Pataskala Oaks Care Center is here for you and your loved ones, offering respite short-term care and extended stays. They're family-owned with furnished rooms, social activities, medication management, physical, occupational, and speech therapy available, and a dedicated, compassionate staff. Plus, they're respiratory care experts, too. VA insurance accepted, even for long-term care. Visit PataskalaOaks.com or stop by for a tour. Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Breathe easier.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
Let's get back to the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
And we continue on this Monday evening. A couple of more Licking Valley senior co-captains joining us. Brock Watson, who is going to steal my job at some point, and also running back Trent Marcus joining us as well. And guys, I'll ask you what I asked the other three, just how it all felt Friday night.
It was absolutely amazing, especially since last year with the close win that we had with them, to really see the kids that we went face-to-face with last year, and putting 54-7 up on the scoreboard was an absolutely amazing feeling, knowing that we all came together and really just had the JV in by the fourth quarter. It was an amazing feeling.
Trent, the offense just was unstoppable running and throwing the ball. You always go in expecting to win, but did you think it would be that much domination on offense?
Absolutely. I think coming into this week, not only all season being counted out, but coming in this week and a lot of Watkins guys were chirping online like they were going to come and get a share of the title. And I feel like we kind of established, especially once we beat Granville, that we wanted an outright title, that was going to be ours and ours only. So coming to this game, I feel like we were just on fire. Like, you know, we were going to come and make a statement. And I don't think that was just an offensive thing. I think that was a defensive thing, too. Like, you know, as soon as we started getting these turnovers, I mean, when you get our offense out on the field, that's dangerous, especially getting us, you know, three extra chances at scoring. That's really dangerous, and I was all about that, and our team really feeds off that.
Since you brought it up, what is your thoughts on social media leading up to a game? Because there is chirping. I don't see a lot from you guys on that, and that might be a coach's decision. But when you see it from the other side, how do you react to it?
I mean, I think it's kind of I think it's funny because a lot of guys that want to post on social media aren't the same guys that are making plays on Friday night. So, I mean, everybody can play football behind the phone, but not everybody can do it on the field. So I feel like, and that's one thing I feel like we've gotten better at, like kind of how you guys were talking about the seasons and how we've kind of evolved from how we had less wins in the past, now we got more wins now, like we're focused on the right things. I feel like, when you put your focus into like film and taking care of your body and execution on how you're going to play on Friday nights, you know, you obviously are going to play better than someone who's staying up texting somebody from another school about how they're going to come into their place and take something that's not theirs. And you know how that goes.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to get somebody off the rocker. And I feel like we're very disciplined at, like, focusing on what we need to focus on and not getting caught up in the riffraff of what's going on online.
Your thoughts on social media, Brock?
Yeah, there's definitely, like, a lead-up to it. But I'm not going to lie, I was one of the guys in the group chat. I don't run, all the social media, but there are definitely times with, like, tight teams where I was like, all right, come on, throw something out. But, like, it wasn't also one of those things that when you do win, when you don't post anything, it's just that almost silent humble to them. But for me personally, when I see kind of like what he said with that aren't really the playmakers, there are times that I've lined up against kids that I've known for a while and who also are the ones making these crazy Instagram posts and these wild things targeting random kids. And then they're the one that gets pancaked or absolutely hawked down on the field that night. And it's honestly one of the best feelings knowing that, oh, okay, you posted that, but man, like where is all this talk on the field?
You usually shut it up pretty quick. Well, also back on Friday, Brody had a great game running and throwing, but we do also have to recognize another gentleman here who did get into the end zone. And here's the handoff to Marcus, looking up the middle. Trent Marcus will score. Touchdown, Valley. 9-yard touchdown run by the senior. He continues to get it done. Great job by the offensive line, and Valley comes right back, and now extends their lead to 26-7 with 64 seconds to go before the break. Now, don't tell Cam this because he thinks he's the fastest, but you've got some wheels also now.
Like that? that was an amazing feeling, especially like in a big game like that. Like, everybody wants to get a piece of the pie. Everybody wants to score a touchdown, but I would give a lot of props to the O-line. All night, those guys, like, we're a six-man group, seven-man group, them and me and Brody. And they were just, like, they tell me where the lanes are, who's overflowing, who's not flowing fast enough, whatever. And, like, they were just picking them apart. And I give a lot of props to the guards and the center, Hunter White. Hunter was telling me exactly where I need to be. And he told me right when we were in the huddle, Brody called the play. And Hunter leaned back to me, and he said, they're overflowing. He said, run it out to the tackle, put your foot in the ground, and cut back. And as soon as I cut back, there was a gap, and I hit it. And here we are, 7 points later.
So is that kind of how the play calling is done from what the linemen are seeing and then how they adapt to it? Who either wants to answer that?
I feel like it starts heavily up front. There's a lot of times we prepare all week for every single front, anything that we could possibly see. And immediately when we get up to the line, sometimes we'll be in the huddle and we'll be just yelling at each other, talking to each other, like any signs that we see what they're already lining up with. And right as we get up there, boom, even with our experienced line from last year and not also including our new freshman who started all year, we've all communicated so well, and we immediately relay it back to the backfield, and they send out the signals that they need to. And when I tell you it flows well.
Well, it sure flowed very well on Friday. And Trent, you mentioned the push by the line, and deservedly so, because there were a couple times where you weren't touching 4 or 5 yards down the field. But you also have a good vision of where you need to go. You can make a real quick cut, and a 6-yard run ends up being a 16-yard run. So is that a lot of repetitions? Is that just that sixth sense that you have as a running back? How's it work?
I mean, I feel like it goes back to like some different things. So last year I played with a couple injuries. I had a hernia, to be honest with you, my sophomore year wasn't the fastest guy on the field. So I had to learn to beat guys different ways. Like, you got their, I mean, technique, whatever it is, strength, you got to figure out a way to beat your opponent. And for me, a lot of it was just people that were undisciplined. Like, a lot of these linebackers, especially now, get all hyped up on getting that big knockout hit, whatever. But a lot of the time, they get playing so full steam ahead. If you cut back on them, they're lost in the sauce. Like, they're kind of in space out there. And the O-line understands that, too. Like, I mean, I feel like my running style really goes along with the way our O-line blocks. So, I mean, I would say a lot of it is repetitions, because if I were to tell you that I didn't run it until I was sick my sophomore and junior year, that would be a lie. Like, we really, really got at reps my sophomore and junior year at running the different plays we do. But I feel like we got good at it by, like communication. I feel like that's what's taking our offense to the next level, is that we all kind of understand each other's positions, but we also can communicate on what we need to do for the best of the team. Like he said, like, up front, those guys talk like no other. And they relay it back to us, and we'll make changes on the fly. Like, we'll change the play before we even get on the line if that's what's necessary. And I feel like that's what makes me look good, is we naturally just put ourselves in the best position to be successful.
Well, and it's been a great mix of running and throwing the football. You enjoy pass blocking more than run blocking? Is it the same?
I don't know, man. There are some times that on run blocking, when you get up against that kid that's been talking all game, because, man, I don't think I've run into a kid that hasn't talked to me or chirped to me the very first snap. But, man, when I tell you I know it's coming to my side or I'm the one pulling, oh, there's something that just, yeah, it just gets you going and super excited to run block. But also, there's a good even exchange between the two, like, violent-wise. When those kids come at you full bore pass rush, it's good to sometimes get in just a one-on-one match with them, and it's, all right, it's really weight room from there, and just to throw them onto the ground or just go head-on-head with them and crack heads.
Well, you talked about line play, and one of the last scores before halftime was basically we heard the run, and now we get to hear the pass. And here's the handoff to Marcus looking up the middle. Well, that was you again. Another second down and 10 after the spike. Trips to the far side. Rogers, back to throw. Good pressure. He is looking long. He's got a man. Touchdown! Silas Kyle having himself a second quarter. He's got a couple of touchdowns as well. And the Valley Panthers, it's an aerial attack at Randy Boffman Field tonight as they take a huge lead before halftime. 33-7, extra point on the way.
And Rodgers really didn't feel a lot of heat. I mean, you guys really did protect him because you need time to get those guys loose down the field.
When we were blocking immediately on that play, I remember that we saw every one of the linebackers' eyes, and they came at us full bore because they knew, I mean, they knew what was going to happen. Halftime was close, and they came at us, and there were times I just took a dude on this shoulder and took a dude on this shoulder and just put two arms out and just was like, please, Brody, get this ball out. And I remember I was grinning the whole time as you were about to ask that question, because as we were running down that field, when I knew that Silas caught it and we scored that touchdown, all of the linemen were yelling, that's trench blocking, that's trench blocking right there. And we were just going crazy down the field, and I really do feel like this core that we have with this offensive line is amazing, and that pass blocking is something else.
What have you seen in the dynamic? Because you both got to play with Hayden last year, and having his brother come in, and again, he seems to have really understood what is asked of him, and now is comfortable enough to throw the deep balls, do what he needs to do. Have you seen him evolve, and is there a huge difference between the brothers?
Ooh, I mean, to start, I feel like coming in, like, he's evolved immense amounts. Coming in the season, Brody was the type of guy that was like, oh, man, you're the senior in the backfield. Like, you're going to make all the audibles. I'm not going to be the one getting in trouble. He's like, coach will be all over me. And I was like, no, that's not how this is going to work, dude. Like, you're the quarterback. And, like, it was crazy how, like, all that talk, all the preseason, he was, like, terrified. And then, like, as soon as we got to Sheridan, first play, we're standing on like the 40-yard line. We're about to go out. He looks at me and he's like, are you ready to go or what? And I was like, yeah, I am. I was like, are you ready? He's like, dude, we're about to tear him up. And I was like, all right. And we get out there, and he just like the way he turns it on when he gets on the field is amazing. He's a field commander by far, as a quarterback should be. And, I mean, he's just like his brother. Like, if he doesn't see what he wants to see, he's going to call what he wants. And I feel like we've really seen that develop in the last couple games, because it hasn't just been, you know, handing the ball off or passing the ball. Like, he's been using his feet a lot. He's a weapon, you know, using his head, his eyes, and his feet. And I think it's really been big, like, obviously with this pass win, it shows that he's not afraid to drop back and sling the rock. That big play that you just played of Silas's catch, I remember being back there pass blocking. It felt like we were back there forever. But when we lined up, their corner that was over Silas' previous play ended up getting hurt, and I pointed at him. I was like, Brody, this guy, Silas is going to torch him. And Brody said, drop back. He was like, yep, I got him. Threw it up, and the whole O-line was going crazy. And that just mentality that Brody has the confidence. And I feel like the bond that we have also is amazing. Like, whereas Hayden was older than us, and some of us, like, split reps with him, whereas, like, we, as a core, have played so much with Brody, the bond is so much stronger, and we're all on the same page.
And you mentioned that joyous moment with the line. And, you know, I've been to a couple of your practices when I've waited to interview Coach afterwards. There is that focus of what you want to do. But when the game is over or when there's an exciting play, you guys do enjoy the moment, which I think is a wonderful balance to say, we know we have to play hard, but if there's something to celebrate, we're going to celebrate it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I always say, though, the worst part is when they do throw a bomb down the field and all the offensive line have to run at least 80 yards, and we're all gassed, and all the celebrating is done by the time we get down there, so we just kind of high-five and then run immediately to field goal. Like, I mean, like I said, offensive line doesn't get much recognition, but when we do rejoice down the field with Brody and T-Mark and all these guys, we absolutely have a blast. And it is. It's that bond from even on the field to off the field. We're still high-fiving and, like, slamming heads in the end zone. And, yeah, we do try and do some celebrations, but we also know that personal fouls and us forcing like conducts are a thing. So
right.
We have fun in the locker rooms trying to make them up, but when we get onto the field, I'm going to be honest, none of them happen.
And it was such a celebration afterwards. You know, as you guys had the circle around midfield, and then just everybody enjoyed it. Was there a little bit of a sense of relief, like, this is one thing we really wanted to accomplish and we got it done?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say I feel like everyone kind of felt the heat, like, last year going in tied 20-20 at halftime against Granville,
yeah.
Losing that game, losing the title, obviously, you start to feel the heat. Like, we had been the first class ever to go without winning a league championship in all of Licking Valley. And I feel like
we all kind of sat down and we realized, like, we're not going to be the first. We got a lot of talent here. And we're, like, one of our things that we started in the weight room earlier in the season, December, actually, was keep swinging. Like, no matter the situation you're in, you just got to keep swinging. And I feel like we've shown that in a lot of games, Heights, Reedy, whatever. So we get these bigger games, and we just keep swinging. And as a team, like, we've learned to play as one. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's made us a lot more successful.
Just in general, I would definitely say from the start, the teamwork and the mentality that we've had from the question I was wanting to talk on a little bit was the Brody Rogers talk to the offensive line. Brody Rogers, I remember I came home from the very first practice, and my parents were like, how was practice? And my first thing was, Brody Rogers is going to be amazing this season. And I'm pretty blunt with stuff. I don't like to exaggerate or whatever. And I was like, I feel he's going to be amazing and just take exactly where his brother left off. And to have him carry that through, to know that there's a trustworthy arm and a trustworthy dual threat in the backfield, all the way to the offensive line where, I'm going to be honest with you, all of us, three of us were hurt the Tuesday before Sheridan, our very first week. I was out with sickness, our left guard Evan Roberts was out, and also one of our other guards, because I was tackle originally, and one of our other guards broke both of his hands. So we were, honestly, there were a lot of sleepless nights, I can say, with the offensive line, but when we pulled it together and we brought up a true freshman, Carson Adkins from freshman ball, he absolutely made an impact that I thought a freshman could never make, and he's huge too, he's 6'4", like 275, and he knows football, let me tell you. So to have a great offensive line and to have a great backfield as well as the receivers, I feel like overall, on and off the field, we're just brothers.
Yeah.
In the locker room, the fun stuff that happens in the locker rooms to the fun we have in the weight room pushing and motivating each other, this whole season has flowed not only on the field with play calls, but off the field as brothers.
It's been a tight-knit group. I think you can definitely see that. And you speak about tight-knit. How is it playing in front of these fans? What's that like?
Let me tell you, these fans are crazy. I'm not going to lie, and I love it. Man, when we're trying to get play calls in sometimes, or we're trying to know what's even happening, and all you can hear is just the wail of the air horns, it gets your adrenaline pumping sometimes, and it's the best thing ever to have numerous amounts of air horns knowing they're reloading the battery clips and having absolutely going crazy in the stands. I actually hear a lot of, I have a couple friends from other schools that we've played, and there's teams who have literally told me, especially some of my Heath friends, they're like, we're scared to play at your place because your atmosphere is so electric, we don't even know how to handle it. So these fans are absolutely out of this world.
It's the only place where we don't need our crowd mic. I can guarantee you that. Yeah. They can just go off our headsets. How about you, Trent?
I mean, I think it's the most unique place you could possibly play. Like, I feel like part of the reason some of these teams come in with all these hype and they just absolutely fold is because of our fans. Like, not only are we relentless, like the 11 that are on the field, but we got 2,000 to 3,000 people that want to take your head off that are sitting in the stands. And, I mean, just the way that can build, like, it's just like the small things, like obviously with the air horns and whatnot, like a first down, you hear them air horns, your adrenaline starts rushing, like I want to run through somebody's face, like
yeah,
that starts building you up, whatever. And like, I feel like a lot of times, a lot of teams have to build energy within, which I feel like we have to do that as well, but when the crowd naturally feeds you to be energetic and to be like, they just keep pushing you to get the best out of you, and like the little kids, the buy-in and whatnot, like from every age group, all these people want to see you succeed. So it's kind of hard to let these people down. Like, you just want to keep going. Like, you don't want to stop. And I feel like that's a big thing a lot of schools don't have, and that just benefits us tremendously.
It does. Before we let you go, one key focus for Friday night for either line play, the team in general, what do you want to focus on before you hit the field Friday night?
I would definitely say it's still the mentality that we have carried all throughout the season. It's, for me personally, it's really easy to go in that locker room and have a blast and then just kind of like, oh, yeah, okay, we have practice on Monday. We got to lock back in. Like, to stay consistent and to know that it's win or go home, I feel like that mentality to have around us is huge going into this week.
Trent?
I think the biggest thing for us is just to understand that, you know, once you're in the playoffs, you know, seeding's just a number. Like, everybody's there for a reason, especially in the region we're in. Like,
oh, yes.
There is 16 powerhouses where we're at. So I feel like we got to go in with, like, it's not like, you know, last year we went over and rolled the team the first round of playoffs. It's not going to be like that. I feel like we got to come in with the attitude that, you know, every team's here for a reason, because they're good, we're good, and we just got to come out, keep swinging. We got to play our game, because if we play our game, we're unstoppable.
Guys, it was fun watching you Friday night. It'll be fun watching you in the postseason. Best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
We'll wrap up this edition after our final timeout here from the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
338!
Hey, football fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in the student athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today. Find out more at parexcellenceacademy.org or 740-344-7279.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
At Husqvarna, we want you to enjoy cutting the grass, and that's why we build easy-to-operate residential zero-turn mowers. Husqvarna Zero Turns provide superior performance and maneuverability, are comfortable to drive, and easy to maintain. They feature powerful engines, durable cutting decks, rugged frames and casters, and ergonomic controls. Everything you need to make the mowing more enjoyable. Learn more about Husqvarna Zero Turn mowers at Wright Brothers Power or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Turn your trash into a win with Win Waste Innovations. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Building on the legacy of Waste Away and Adkins Disposal, our team in Heath delivers custom waste solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by 7-day-a-week customer service. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance, just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
Football is all about winning, and so is the Hinderer Motor Company. This is Justin Hinderer. With 4 dealerships and a collision center, we've got everything you need to stay game day ready. Don't forget our Carvenient service, the most convenient way to service your vehicle. We pick it up, drop off a rental, and we bring it back to you when it's done. Plus, every vehicle comes with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hinderer Motor Company, where convenience and confidence meet. Visit HinderermotorCompany.com. We love what moves you.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
This is the Licking County Locker Room, live at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
Again, our thanks to Coach Boffman and his senior co-captains for joining us tonight from Licking Valley. We do want to recognize the other teams that made it to the postseason. 9 teams from Licking County into Week 11. 7 of them, though, have to hit the road in Division 1, Region 3. The Newark Wildcats, best season since 2005 at 7-3. They're the 12th seed. They play at number 5, Upper Arlington. Watkins Memorial, the 15th seed, has a tough one at number 2, Pickerington Central. Division 2, Region 7. The defending state champs, the Maslin Tigers, will host the Hornets of Licking Heights, 14th seed versus 3rd seed there. We talked about this matchup in Region 11, Division 3. Still think that's the toughest region in all of the state. It is Licking Valley, the 4th seed, entertaining 13th-seeded Indian Creek. Number 6, Granville, will play host to the Tornadoes of Dover, who come in as the 11th seed. In Division 4, Region 15, the Heath Bulldogs, they do get in with a record of 5-5. At one point, they were 1-5, but they get to 500. The Bulldogs are the 15th seed, and they will travel to the 2nd seed, Dunedin Hutton Indian Valley, a team that is 10-0. And the final division that we will have teams in is Division 5, Region 18. The Johnstown Johnnies, the LCL Cardinal Champs, thought they might be able to get in as the 8th seed, but Worcester Triway does edge them out. So Triway will host Johnstown. That is a 9-8 matchup in Region 18. The Utica Redskins, they get in with a record of 4-6. They're the 15th seed. They travel to unbeaten Liberty Center, the 2nd seed. And the Northridge Vikings get in as the 16th seed, the last seed in that region at 5-5. The Vikings take on the top seed, Midland Edison, a team that they played earlier this year, and Edison won that game by a final of 36-0. So we wish all the teams from Licking County best of luck in Week 11. That'll do it for this Monday evening from Ship Brothers Brewing. CJ, as always, thanks so much for your help here at the restaurant. For everyone else, this is Brian Mays. Have a great rest of your Monday evening, everyone. You've been listening to the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show was brought to you by Shamrock Printing, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Wright Brothers Power Equipment, and Ship Brothers Brewing.